I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, the joys of keeping indoor-outdoor food plants.
Things are finally starting to warm up on the Outer Cape, which for years for Roe Osborne of Orleans has meant it's time to move his collection of food trees from the living room to the backyard.
This is a seedless orange tree.
Osborne inherited the tree from a friend who in 2005 left him with a collection of unusual and edible houseplants that he's been slowly getting to know ever since.
You know, I used to get oranges on it and they'd be about the size of somewhere between a baseball and a golf ball. And I would just let them fall off, and I never actually tried them. And then a couple of years ago, I ended up with a dozen oranges on this little tiny tree. Pulled one off, peeled it open. It was the most flavorful orange I'd ever had in my life. It's super, super good.
Osborne doesn't know for sure what variety the tree is, but it's about 5 feet tall, and it looks like a dwarf Washington navel. They're one of the most popular indoor citrus trees, not only because of their amazingly good fruit, but also because they're pretty low maintenance.
I transplant it every 10 years, whether I need to or not. I do prune it back. It goes through periods. It gets black spot on the leaves, and sometimes a branch will die, and I'll prune it back. But not much. It actually looks healthier now than it's looked in a while.
So does the plant next to it. But when I move toward it, Osborne warns me not to get too close. It's covered in huge, spiky thorns.
Steer clear of this guy. This is a kiefer lime, and you're not supposed to be able to eat the fruit of a kiefer lime, but they're delicious, and they're huge limes. They're actually bigger than the oranges. And the leaves...
Oh, wow.
Smell the lime. Yeah.
So that's an Indian cooking thing, right?
Indian and East Asian, yes.
A few decades ago, my dad bought an Indian cookbook called 660 Curries that he's still working his way through. And ever since, he's been constantly on the lookout for these aromatic kaffir lime leaves. The good news for him is that Osborne says even a small tree like his makes plenty. And there's another bush next to it that he also keeps around for its leaves. But instead of curries, these ones are good for tea.
I've had this lemon verbena tree for probably 25 years. And every year, I keep it in the office in the winter. Every year, it looks longingly at the outdoors. And as soon as it's warm enough, I bring it out. I pollard it, take it all the way back.
Pollarding is an ancient method of tree tending. You cut the branches each winter to a set spot to encourage them to sprout new growth. And many trees respond well to this sort of regular cutting, including the sweet bay laurel, which, though it's native to the Mediterranean, can thrive here as long as it comes inside for the coldest months.
It's pretty hardy. I've had it outside down in the mid-20s, and it's been fine. Just protests a little bit.
The smell of the bay laurel leaves is kind of like a cross between oregano and thyme. They're the famous ones so many cooks add to pasta dishes and soups. And last but not least, Osborne shows me a new addition to his collection, an avocado plant that he's still trying to figure out, but that he thinks likes the heat and the steam of the outdoor shower.
This particular plant has grown at least 2 feet since I put it out in the shower. So I don't know, and it's, as you see, it's got an extremely undersized pot. My wife and I are like, okay, now we got to figure out what we need to do to try to take them to the next level.
I've had avocado pits sprout out of my compost pile, though I've never brought one inside. A little internet sleuthing indicates that it is possible to get indoor avocado plants to bear fruit, but to have the best chance, you want to buy a grafted dwarf tree. That way, not only will you get a known variety of avocado, it'll also be less likely to grow through your roof. Most of the plants Osborne showed me were about 5 feet tall, manageable. But recently, some have gotten too big, which he says is part of the fun. After all, that's how he got the plants, and it's nice to pass them along to a friend. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You know we're always interested in hearing from you about any strange or wacky plants or experiments in the local food world, and it doesn't matter whether it's something that you've seen or something that you're doing yourself. Get in touch with us right on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.